Why is it when it comes to pricing, it has to be difficult? Why does things have to be so difficult? Am I charging enough? Am I charging too much? What do I even charge? What services do I even offer? Well, guess what? I have three photography pricing tips that's going to help you when it comes to pricing. Stay tuned. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is your host, Pierre Andre, and welcome to Shooting the Breeze Podcast. I would like to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in and listening to whatever it is that I have to say. It means the world to me that I have your undivided attention and that you find reason to tune in to Shooting the Breeze Podcast. This is our second episode. Today we will be talking about pricing. Pricing is a subject that is challenging when it comes to photography, because you don't know if you're charging too little, too much, what to charge, how much to charge, what services do I offer. Well, I have three photography pricing tips that I believe is going to help your career, regardless if you're just starting off or been shooting for years. These three tips, I believe, is going to take your photography to the next level. So let's just dive right into it. So when it comes to pricing, let's see. When it comes to pricing, it's difficult, right? We don't know what to charge. We don't know what's too much, what's too little, right? So I have three tips that's going to help you. And when it comes to consumers, it is two types of consumers, I believe so. You have people who's shopping for price, right? You have those who's just price shopping. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. I can't knock it. We can't knock them. And then you have your average consumer. Maybe your high-end average consumer. Your average consumer is just, hey, I like your work. I'm going to pay what you're asking for. The price shoppers, they're going to be the ones that's trying to bargain and hit up 10 different photographers just trying to get the best price. And that's okay. If that's what you choose to do, then that is okay. And here's the thing. When it comes to different packages or what to charge, you have to search and do your homework in your market. Now, where I'm from in Kansas City, our market is very challenging, not so much challenging. It's a lot of photographers here. Okay. We'll put it like that. So when you do your research, I'm not saying copy and paste what the competitors or what other photographers are using. Do your research and study, because you have to be competitive. You have to be, and we're in a competitive market. So you have to be competitive. You can't charge too less. You can't charge too much. So regardless if you're a wedding photographer, a portrait photographer, a freelance photographer, whatever kind of photographer you are, newborn, event, search and do your network of other photographers that's in the same market as you and get an idea on what to charge. Again, do not copy and paste their packages and do and offer the exact same thing. Don't do it. Okay. So in the first episode, I went on a rant and I talked about how I charged $75 for 10 edits, 30 minute session, one location. It was something ridiculous. That's something I would not do again. And I urge again, and I stress to you again on this one, do not undervalue yourself. And that's what I did to myself. And maybe people took advantage, and I know you're just starting off. I get it. But still, do not undervalue yourself. You took time to purchase your camera, your gear, your lens. Lightroom, Photoshop, Luminar, all of these things that you purchased, the time that you study the craft, watching YouTube, or shadowing other photographers, all that time needs to be considered when you talk about and figuring out your price and what to charge the consumer. Okay? All right. So like I said, there are two types of consumers, I believe. You have the price shoppers, who's going to try to get the best bargain, and then you have your average. And every once in a while, you might come across that high-end consumer who doesn't care about the price. Hey, whatever it is, I'm getting it. I like your work so much, I'm going to pay whatever it is that you're asking. And that's what you want. But you want all consumers, right? Right. But at the same time, you don't want to waste their time or your time, if I can just be very blunt, because that's what it's going to be about, you know, the rawness. That's what it's going to be. I told you from the get-go, I don't want to be script. I don't want to write down every word from word. I'm going to just try to be real with you because I'm shooting the breeze. If we was holding a conversation on the phone, this album just give it to you straight up, right? And I know you like, where's the pricing packages? Where's these tips? I get that. They're coming. But I want to stress to you, this is going to be raw. There's going to be times to where I am going to say, and you know what I'm saying. But hey, just bear with me as I get more comfortable talking to you or myself at the time in a room with my family upstairs. It's just a little awkward. So just bear with me because I'm here to help you. And I hope you're here to help to support, right? That's what we're all here for. So here it is. When it comes to pricing, this is the method that works for me. I have three different packages. I focus more on portrait photography. Also, wedding, I would say, is my second. But I'm going to focus on portraits. And you could take these tips and use it for whichever, newborn, wedding, events, if you choose to, whichever. But these three tips, and again, this is based off my market. Your market may be different. There may be people charging what we charge in Kansas City may not match up to folks on the East Coast or West Coast. It's a different market, right? So, or in the bigger cities, shall I say. So therefore, do your research. Check out other photographers. What do they charge? How much they charge? And be competitive. That's all I have to say. That's what advice I give you. Just be competitive and do your research. You can't just pick up your camera and start snapping and charging $75 for a photo shoot when you spend about an hour at that location. You take in anywhere from 200 to 800 photos, right? Because you're trigger happy. You're just starting off. You're trigger happy. You're just snapping everything. And that's okay. We all been there. I still have where I'm doing some shoots and I'm shooting 500 images. And I'm like, dude, slow down. Just capture that shot. Capture that moment and keep going. But hey, that's just me. Be competitive. Do your research. And then that way, you know exactly where you fit in your market, okay? So again, this method works for me. This is the method I use. These are not my prices. This is prices that just giving you an idea of what you can charge, okay? Okay, so like I said, I got three packages. And these three packages, I break them down. So package number one is going to be your low-end package that's for your price shoppers, the ones that's just searching for price, looking for the best price. This is going to be for them, okay? This is a package where you may charge, you can call it as quote-unquote your mini session. It's going to be a 30-minute session, one location, one outfit, and maybe you get about four edits. In that package, I would charge something around, for easy numbers, We're going to say $125. So $125, you're going to get 30 minutes of my time. You get one location, whether it's studio or you might charge more for studio, but whether it's studio, a park, downtown, wherever you decide, one outfit, and I'm going to give you four edits. Okay? That package is going to attract the price shoppers, the ones that's just looking for the best bargain. And that's okay, because you have to get in where you can fit in, as they say, right? So the $125 is going to get you quite a few clients, I would assume, because you're competitive. You did your network. Again, these prices are just bare minimums to easy numbers. But because you did your research, you're very competitive. You look at your work and you say, okay, I offer a lot. I scan, retouch, I dodge and burn. I hit up the exposure. I do some color grading. You do all of these stuff. So you're competitive with these other photographers. Okay. So $125 for package number one is going to attract your price shoppers, which is okay. And it's good. All right. Package number two, we're going to charge an extra $125. So the package number two is going to come with 1 hour session, two outfits, one location, and we're going to give them eight edits. Now, this package is the package that you really want. This is what you want your clients to purchase. This is the one that you really want people to buy. Because the $125, yes, that's okay. But then you're going to charge $250 for this one. So this is the package you want everyone to get. This is the one that you feel like, hey, I appreciate this. You know, this is something I want to sell on a daily basis. Or this is the one I really want people to gather. Not the $125s, because you get a bunch of those. And next thing you know, you're overbooked. But the $250, that one is the one where you really try to pursue. This is the one that's for the average consumer. The one that's inspiring modeling, or someone who wants to do family photos, limited group, right? Not so many people in that package. But this is that price. Senior pictures and so forth. This is what you want to charge. This is what you really want. So to the average consumer, this is not that much. $250, it may be a lot, you know, when they look at it, but they value your work. They see that you value your work. So there's going to be some people, and you hope a lot of people, you hope that this is the one that they really want to purchase. All right. Package number three. This is the package that a little on the high end. It's the package that, hey, if someone gets it, great, right? You're happy. You're like, yes. But this is the package for your high-end customers, the ones that don't care about price. They value your work even more. They've been watching you on Instagram and Facebook and everything. They love your work, right? This is the package, your high-end package, is that where regardless if you get one and two a month, you appreciate that because you charge in a nice penny for this. So this package, let's say you get an hour session. We'll keep it the same. Two outfits, one location. But on this package, we're going to give you anywhere from 12 to 15 edits. And we're going to charge $450. Okay. Now, again, these prices, maybe you charge more than that, maybe you charge less, but do the research in your market. Again, this package is going to be for your high-end consumers, or the package is almost like a scare tactic, okay? In retail, you're going shopping, right, as a consumer. You go to Walmart, you go shopping. You walk past, and I'm going to just say a water bottle. That was weird. Bottle of water. So you walk past a bottle of water. You like this bottle of water. It's on sale for $250. You walk past it because it's, oh, I'm not paying $250 for a bottle of water, right? They switch up the signage and say 2 for $5. You're going to automatically think you're getting a deal. Am I right? You're shaking your head, smiling. Yes, he is so right. Yes, I'm right. So here's what you do. When you send over your prices, a client goes to your website. They love your work. They're on your Instagram. They follow you. They like all your posts. They enjoy it, right? Okay. So they go to your website. They send in your the contact information. You send them your pricing. Here's the moment of truth. You send them your pricing, your three packages. You have your $450, you have your $250, and then you have your $125. So when the consumer see that $450, they're automatically thinking that's too much. Again, you do have those customers that's that high end that's going to pay it, don't really care about price. You have those customers, and great. That's the ones we really, really want, right? Okay. They look at that $450 and they say, yeah, man, that's too much for me. I'm not paying $450 for pictures. I'm not doing it. Okay. And I'm going to come back to that. But $450, that's too much. Then they see your $250 package. Huh. That's not that bad. $250, I get 8 edits, 2 outfits, an hour of his time, right? So that's the package that you really want. Then they look at your low end, $125, but you're barely offering things, 30 minutes, 1 outfit, 1 location, 4 edits. That's really nothing, because you're going to snap anywhere from 200 to 500 pictures. Again, you're just starting off. So you're snapping a lot of pictures. So when you send that gallery to them, after you call them down and you send the gallery, they're going to like more than 4. Yes. So that's where you could upcharge, but that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother conversation one of these days, right? So as a consumer, you're looking at that $450. I'm not paying $450 for pictures. I'm not doing it, but that $125 is good. That's what I really want to pay. But 4 pictures, that's all I get. Yes. That's all you get. So therefore, your middle package, that $250, doesn't seem as bad as it may or may not be, right? So that's where the sales tactic come in, and work in retail for so many years. It's all about the eye. It's all about what's the best deal for me, regardless if you are an average consumer or you're price shopping. You're still trying to get the best deal out there. So when you offer 3 different packages, tip number 1, tip number 2, and tip number 3. When you offer 3 different packages, you're giving the consumer multiple choices, but not so many choices to choose from. I remember starting off, and like I said, charging the $75, but I would have anywhere from 5 to 7 packages. It was ridiculous. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. Everything had a package. Everything that I did had a package. Everything. It did not make sense. So now I just simplify things and I have 3 packages. I'm going to offer you my highest amount where you get the most, my mid-range, and then I'm going to offer my quote-unquote mini sessions. So regardless, if you're first starting off or you've been shooting for years, just try it out. Try to price out 3 different packages in your market and see how it works for you, because you know what you really want to charge, which is that it'll be nice to get that $450 consistently. But if you was to able to get $250 a session, an hour, right? And you do what? 5 sessions a day or a weekend or on a Saturday, right? That's $1,250 if you charge $250 for 5 shoots for one day. That's not including if you shoot Friday and Sunday or midweek or whatever or whatnot. So, and I know you're saying, well, I didn't get into it for the money. And yes, that may be some case. But sometimes this may be the only source of income that you have to provide for your family. So, yes. Money does matter in some cases. In this case, it does, because open up your camera bag right now and just mentally or physically price out everything that's in your camera bag. I don't care if it's a Canon T8i, the cheapest Sony, or the cheapest Nikon, or the cheapest Fuji. You still spent your hard-earned money on your gear, right? You studied the game. You studied the craft. You're listening to Shooting the Breeze podcast. Take this in as experience. Your time matters, and that should go in your package pricing. So that's the three tips that I have for you, is to package number one, aim for your price shoppers, the ones that's looking for the best bargain. Don't offer so much in your package. Just give them a little taste to make them want to upcharge themselves to get package number two, which is mainly for your average consumer who doesn't mind spending the money because I want some really nice pictures for my family or my portfolio or headshots for my resume, right? And then you have your high-end package, package number three. That's the package that, yes, it will be nice to get it on a consistent basis, but it's the package that's for your high-end customers. And to also scare tactic for those average consumers and price shoppers to go after package number two. I really advise you to try this method. It's been successful for me as I've been shooting. And I believe that it's going to be successful for you, because one thing that I do not want you to do is to start off doing what I did, which was charging and undervaluing myself as a business owner, as a photographer, and as a person. You don't want to charge and undervalue yourself. You don't want to charge too less. I'm telling you, you don't. People will pay what you are asking for if your work speaks for it. Don't go out there and just shoot whatever and offer them whatever. Take your time. Understand the craft. Get to know your camera. Even if you have to offer some free shoots every once in a while, whether it's family, whether it's an inspiring model, but collaborate with different people to get to understand and get a better feel for your camera. So that way, when you get on these paid gigs, you know exactly what you are doing. And you're not there just shooting whatever it is that you want to shoot. So I advise you all. And again, thank you for tuning in to Shooting the Breeze podcast. But I really advise you all to study your market, understand what market you are in, research other photographer packages as we recap, right? Research other photographer packages. Do not copy and paste what they are offering onto your website and offer the same thing. Be yourself. Be you. You're someone special. This is your business, not a Sunshine Events A and a Sunshine Events B. No, this is my company. You have your company, and so forth, right? So be yourself. Do your homework. Recap and search your market and know exactly what to charge. Everything has value. Everything in your camera bag was paid for. So the experience that you're offering, consider that when you are making up your prices. Okay. I really hope you take these three steps, these three tips, these three packages, and use it. Just try it out and see if it works for you. And I want you to reach out to me via email, shootingthebreezepodcast@yahoo.com. And let me know, what are some of your pricing packages and techniques? And again, this method can work on so many different others. This is just based off what I do as far as portraits. But I want to hear your packaging prices. What do you charge, you know, or how do you set your packages up? You know, if you just shoot me that email, shootingthebreezepodcast@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you all. I would love to hear what you all have to say. And hey, if it's anything that you want me to talk about on the next episodes as they steady to come, let me know. And I'll get people in that may be more advanced than I am. Get someone that's starting off and maybe you want to hear their story. Hey, maybe you want to tell your story. That's okay. We can make it happen. Just reach out to me and let's make it happen. Because we're here to help each other. I'm here to help you. I'm here to shoot the breeze, talk about photography, and make you feel comfortable as you out there shooting. So again, thanks for tuning in to Shooting the Breeze. I hope these three packages, these three tips help you on your photography journey. And if there's anything I can do for you, do not hesitate to reach out, okay? Do not hesitate to reach out. I'm here for you. And if I do not know the answer, I will find the answer for you because I am all about helping people. I want you to be successful. I want you to succeed. I want you to make good money. I want you to be able to provide for your family, okay? And that's sincere. So until we meet again, you know what it is. Keep shooting. Shooting the Breeze podcast is in partnership with Sunshine Events, where we turn your dreams into reality. If you would like to be a part of the Shooting the Breeze podcast, please email us at shootingthebreezepodcast@yahoo.com. Be sure to follow us on our Instagram page at @IM_PierreAndre.